I still do not properly understand at all what dark matter is and dark energy. I really don't understand what they are.
Oh, that's easy.
It is?
Yeah, it's, well, the simple version of dark matter is just matter, you know, particles, just like atoms make up you and me. There's some other kind of particle, something that is not a proton or a neutron or electron or any other kind of particle we've ever seen in the lab, but there's some kind of particle that has a mass, and there are a lot of them out there in the universe. And the thing about these particles, these dark matter particles, is that they don't bump into ordinary particles directly. If you had dark matter particles going through your body right now, you would never know, because you probably do have those dark matter particles going through your body, and you don't know. However, the accumulated effect of all these particles gives rise to gravity. One of the things that Einstein told us was that anything that has mass creates a gravitational field.
Right.
And so even though these particles don't bump into our detectors directly, we can measure the total gravitational fields in different parts of the universe, and we can look at the ordinary matter, the stuff we know is there, and say, what gravitational field would that produce? And over and over and over again, it falls dramatically short.
So there's gravity coming from somewhere that we don't understand.
And
that leads us to say, well, it has to be dark matter, this stuff we call dark matter. I don't understand if it has mass in a way we can measure because of the gravity, then how can it not bump into conventional matter?
Well, we hope that someday it will. We hope that its interactions with conventional matter are just very, very weak, and therefore we haven't been able to detect it yet. For a long time, that was the status of the neutrino. The neutrino was a little particle that was predicted by particle physicists in the 50s, or maybe even before the 50s, actually. Yeah, before the 50s, with the annoying property that you couldn't detect it. But it existed, and it had mass, maybe, maybe not, maybe it was massless, but it had certain properties we understood very well. And we thought about it and built better experiments, and eventually we detected them. And now we know that the sun is spewing out neutrinos, and neutrinos are passing through our bodies all the time. And we detect them every day. There's neutrino experiments going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just saying the same kind of thing would be true with more particles that we haven't yet detected. I mean, at some level, we need to be a tiny bit humble. There's no reason why the particles that are easiest for us to see should be most of the stuff in the universe.
Okay, but it's still hard to understand why those we can see don't interact in any way, apparently, with those that we can't see.
Well, again, it could be very much like neutrinos. And what I mean very much like, I mean, we have very successful models of how particle physics works. And there's this famous statement that there are four forces of nature: the gravitational force, the electromagnetic force, the weak nuclear force, and the strong nuclear force. And of those four, the strong nuclear force and the electromagnetic force are just bloody obvious. It's very easy to see things that interact in that way. And almost every particle that we know interacts either through the strong nuclear force or through the electromagnetic force. The only counterexample is the neutrino. And it's been very, very hard to see. It only interacts through gravity and through the weak nuclear force. So if you had another particle that was heavier than the neutrino, but also only interacted through gravity and the weak nuclear force, it would be a perfect dark matter candidate. And it's very, very plausible. It's just not a very big extrapolation from known physics. Unlike dark energy, by the way, dark energy is a separate category, which is a bit more mind-bending. But dark matter is really just one more heavy particle we haven't quite detected yet, even though it could be very much like particles we already have.
All right, where does dark energy come from, if not dark matter?
Well, dark matter was inferred from looking at what galaxies and clusters of galaxies do. They move around each other, they deflect light, they grow as the universe expands, and every single thing about them tells us that the total mass of a galaxy or cluster of galaxies is dominated by dark matter, not by ordinary matter. But more recently, we've been able to go beyond looking at galaxies and clusters to looking at the whole universe all at once, both sort of weighing the whole universe, determining the entire amount of energy in it, and also looking at its evolution through time, looking how it expands and how the expansion rate changes. And what we've realized is that in order to fit those new data, there must be stuff that is in between the galaxies and clusters. There must be stuff that is smoothly spread throughout the universe. So there's a lot more density at the center of the Earth than in the middle of interstellar space, and there's even a lot more density of dark matter in the solar system than there is far outside the galaxy. But dark energy is something that has the same density everywhere, the same amount for every cubic centimeter, whether it's right here in the room or very far away in between the galaxies.
Okay, so then dark matter does not have an equal distribution.
No, just like ordinary matter. There's a bunch of dark matter where there's a galaxy, and there's much less of it when you're far outside a galaxy.
On the other hand, dark energy is equally present everywhere.
That's what we think, yes. And
Are these the forces?
Yeah, okay. It's the same density as a function of time as well. As the universe expands, ordinary matter dilutes away, right? Just as if you take a balloon and expand it, the density inside goes down because you're creating more volume.
Right.
But as you expand the universe, while the dark matter dilutes away and the ordinary matter dilutes away, the dark energy persists. So the amount of dark energy in every cubic centimeter of the universe doesn't grow or shrink as the universe expands. So it's really the same everywhere in space and the same everywhere in time. And that's a dramatic idea, but you come up with that one idea. You just say, okay, maybe there's something that's the same everywhere throughout space and time, and it fits a multiple set of observations. So there's really no wriggling out of it by now.
And everything is moving away from everything else, so that eventually, someday in the far distant future, we will look into the sky and we will see virtually nothing but blackness, yes?
That's the idea, yes. That's exactly
right.
That's
very depressing.
Fade away, get more red and cold.